Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chapter 18, the verse number 56. Sarva karmanyapi sada.
Sarva karmanyapi sada.
Kurvano madhyapasrayah.
Kurvano madhyapasrayah.
Mat prasadad avapnoti. Shasvatam padam avyayam.
Shasvatam padam avyayam.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Activities.
Activities.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although.
Sada.
Sada.
Always.
Always.
Kurvana.
Kurvana.
Performing.
Performing.
Mat vyapasraya.
Mat vyapasraya.
Under my protection.
Mat
prasadat,
by my mercy.
Avapnoti,
one achieves.
Shashvatam,
the eternal.
Padam,
abode.
Avyayam,
imperishable.
Though engaged in all kinds of activities,
my pure devotee,
under my protection,
reaches the eternal,
an imperishable abode,
by my grace.
So here is what we have to look forward to. First point, in this Krishna consciousness, there are all different kinds of activities. There are the nine activities: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, praying, serving, surrendering. But under all of those, there are so many specific activities. So the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that you have so much activities at your disposal. And the idea is to keep yourself always active serving Krishna. That's the secret of success. Either you're chanting, or you're hearing, or you're worshiping, or you're studying, or you're cooking. You're keeping yourself active in Krishna's service. That's the key to success. In the description of Maharaj Ambarish, there's that verse that even though he was the king, he was bowing down for the deity, he was offering nice flowers to the deity, he was touching the deity, and he was conversing with the devotees, all of the different limbs of his body, he was using his eyes to look at the deity. So we want to engage all of our senses as much as possible throughout the day in activities serving Krishna. Then Krishna says, under my protection. So that's what Krishna does. He gives protection to his devotees. We sing a prayer for protection. What prayer do we sing? Yes. We want protection from Lord Nrisimha. Whenever there's any scare, any fear, immediately we take shelter of Krishna. Immediately. Then the next point. Where are we going to go? That abode which is eternal and imperishable. But by whose grace?
Krishna.
Yes. As Prabhupada mentioned, you can do all kinds of devotional service, But the devotee cannot expect or demand, okay, Krishna. No. That's why it's called causeless mercy. Causeless mercy. Krishna doesn't have to. He does, but he doesn't have to. So the devotee's attitude is, when Krishna will deliver me, only then. Until then, I'm going to keep doing my devotional service. Not that, man, I've been doing this for 50 years. What? When's he going to? No, that's not the devotee's attitude. The devotee's attitude is like Rukmini. When Rukmini wrote her letter, she didn't threaten Krishna. Krishna, either you marry me or else. No, what was Rukmini's attitude? Krishna, if you feel that I'm not fit, then I am prepared to take 100 births so that I can be your wife. You see the attitude? Not that, Krishna, either you come or I commit suicide. No. Rukmini's attitude was, however long it takes. That's the attitude of the devotee. Not that, right now, come on, let's go. The devotee's attitude is always meek and humble. Let's go to Prabhupada's purport.
Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita too, right?
What's that? Yes, tell the story. Go into the mic and tell the story.
I don't know the whole story.
Yes. So there was one disciple of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya told his other disciples, I don't want to see that Mukunda. The devotee said, why? Because he's hanging out with the Mayavadis. I don't want to see his face. Tell him not to come anymore. So the devotees went to Mukunda and said, Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to see you. Mukunda said, means he'll never deliver me. So they went back to Lord Chaitanya and he said, will you ever accept Mukunda again? Lord Chaitanya said, maybe in a million births. So they went back to Mukunda and said, Lord Chaitanya said, in a million births. What was Mukunda's? Only a million births? That's all? You see the attitude? And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he said, okay, call him back. Because he had the right attitude. I mentioned this the other Sunday when I was in Los Angeles. Prabhupada writes, everything is dependent on the attitude of the devotee. If the devotee has the right attitude, everything is going to happen for you. So that's our main thing. And what is that attitude? Trinadapi sunichena sarayiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniyas. That's the attitude of a devotee. And that's why we're told that mantra should be around our neck for constant remembrance. Even though I'm sitting here, I have to remember that verse. No matter where I am, in what situation, always, always remain meek and humble. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Let's look at Prabhupada's purport. The word Madhyapashraya means under the protection of the Supreme Lord. To be free from material contamination, a pure devotee acts under the direction of the Supreme Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. There is no time limitation for a pure devotee. He is always 24 hours a day, 100% engaged in activities under the direction of the Supreme Lord. To a devotee who is thus engaged in Krishna consciousness, the Lord is very, very kind. In spite of all difficulties, he is eventually placed in the transcendental abode or Krishna Loka. He is guaranteed entrance there. There is no doubt about it. In that supreme abode, there is no change. Everything is eternal, imperishable, and full of knowledge. This reminds me of one of Lord Brahma's prayers. Lord Brahma's prayer, one of his prayers was that the devotee still understands there's going to be some reactions to my previous karma. But that reaction is what? Shrunk down. You only get a love tap. But still, once you surrender to Krishna, you're still going to get some residual of your past karma, but instead of your neck being chopped off, you cut yourself when you're shaving. There's going to be something, some little. It's your karma is shrunk down. But still there's going to be something. So the devotee's attitude is, as long as I'm in this material world, as long as I have a material body, there's going to be some pinching, there's going to be some suffering. The devotee tolerates it and continues to offer prayers to Krishna despite the different upheavals. But the devotee knows, don't worry, in time, I'm going to go back to Godhead. Why? The word used by Lord Brahma, Dayabak. It's your inheritance. Once you surrender to Krishna, you become inherited to the kingdom of God. You just have to be patient. How patient? Again, it's up to Krishna. So the devotee tolerates the different upheavals, the different sufferings, and goes on praying and surrendering to Krishna, knowing, don't worry, the day is coming when I will go back home, back to Godhead. Everybody chant.